This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. What are you having for dinner? What's on the menu for St. Patrick's Day? Lots of wearing of the green, the usual corny stuff that goes on. Speaking of that, corned beef and cabbage. Yes, St. Patrick's Day. All about St. Patrick. Why was he well known? 888-302-3684. He drove snakes from Ireland. How did he do it? A, by playing a flute. B, banging a drum. C, eating shamrocks. 888-302-3680. If you have the answer to that, I'll give you a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. St. Patrick drove the snakes from Ireland by either playing a flute, banging a drum, or eating shamrocks. Which was it? Okay. St. Patrick's Day. There's a beautiful video, actually a fun video of the day at DougStephan.com today that comes from the Facts YouTube channel. Because it is St. Patrick's Day, they had actual Irish people try American St. Patrick's Day treats. The audio is fun. We got a bit of that here, but go watch the video. If you got any Irish blood in you or interested at all in St. Patrick's Day and the celebration, you should see the video. But here are some of the responses, what we can hear from the people responding.
They don't make me want to wear green and, you know, do a jig or anything.
If you gave that to children, what would they say to you?
No.
They'd throw it at you.
Yeah.
That'd be over your door.
There's nothing St. Patrick about coconut and cinnamon.
You've missed all the snakes and all the coconut.
Yeah.
That's more like it.
It looks incredibly sugary and sweet.
The blue ruins it, doesn't it? Doesn't it? It's like a clown's pocket.
Look, that's very green.
Oh. All right.
I've seen some green, and that is absolutely green.
The wearing of the green. Have fun. It's St. Patrick's Day. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, things that are trending at DougStephan.com. By the way, let me bring you up to date on Jennifer. She had a serious eye operation last night, and she will be out of commission for a while. Those of you who are Jennifer lovers, you might want to go to her Facebook page and wish her well. She's not in danger of losing her eye, but many of you have heard of the retina detaching from the eye. It's something that happens when there's a certain amount of violence going on either in your head or on your head. And with her, you may remember she was out for a whole week about a month ago. And one of the things that was really troubling her, the coughing that goes on when you have there's a very severe germ bug going on. I got a little of it, and I got a really strong immune system, so it grabbed me for a while. My voice is pretty much back to normal. That's what it affects with me. And my voice doesn't affect the rest of me. I'm fine. But my voice, because it's sensitive, because I use it so much, is vulnerable. With Jennifer, same thing, but she also doesn't get enough rest, and she doesn't always eat right, and those sorts of things. So she got it big time and was knocked out for almost a week. And I heard her once in a phone conversation hacking and coughing horribly. And it may have been so violent that it detached the retina. And she's been complaining. I don't know if she said, Kara, anything on the air about it yesterday, but she's been complaining over the weekend to me and her father and her mother and her close family that her eyes really been bothering her. So we had lunch yesterday. Roberta Fasanelli and her dad and mother and Warren Eckstein and I all had lunch. And then after that, her mother took her to the eye doctor, and he examined her and said, I can't fix this. This is serious. So then she went to a specialist, and he said, you got to have this fixed now. So she went into the surgery unit, and last night her dad called me about 6:30 or so and said that they were just doing it then. And so she had to stay. I don't understand how you do this. I wouldn't want to do it. You got to stay still on one side of your body for 24 hours. And I said that to Meredith on the phone last night. She said, how do you go to the bathroom? I think that's a very good question. You're not supposed to move at all when you have one of these operations. So she'll be fine. They attach it back. They do whatever they have to do. And she'll have a patch on. And we'll have a lot of fun, I'm sure, with that. Anyway, so she'll be out for a few days. So I bet she'd love to hear from you. Send her a note on her Facebook page, okay? Wish her well. She will be well, but she'll be gone for a couple of days. We'll miss her voice, her mind, and her fun. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, trending things at DougStephan.com. The situation with Trump and Kasich, I noticed the CBS website this morning is screaming a headline that Kasich and Cruz have figured out a way to keep Donald from getting the nomination on the first vote. I don't believe that's the case at all. In fact, I think it's just the opposite. I think the reason that Kasich didn't, Trump yesterday said, I'm not going to the debate. So Kasich says, I'm not going to the debate. So that leaves Cruz there looking like a fool. So the debate was canceled. All right. After that, people began speculating, okay, there's a deal going on between Kasich and Cruz. Matter of fact, the guy who hosts the CBS Sunday Meet the Press, is that, and their political director said, oh, yeah. And Scott Pelley starts the discussion as I got into bed last night. It's 6 o'clock or so here. The CBS Evening News is on. I'm watching it. And Pelley starts his interview with this guy by saying, well, Donald Trump lost in one state. How is that going to affect his ability to get the, it's that negative he lost thing. And so this guy plays right along with it. And they say, Cruz and Kasich have got a deal. No, they don't have a deal. I don't believe they have a deal. If anything, Kasich is smart enough to figure out that Trump needs Ohio, that Trump is going to have the nomination, and if he walks into the convention in Cleveland with Kasich, who's an Ohio guy, as his vice president, Kasich goes, I don't want to be vice president. Nonsense. Of course he wants to be vice president, because that means he's in line when Trump is out in 4 years to give it a shot. And he's not ready. People don't know enough about him. He's not there. He's seasoned. He's a good seasoned politician in a sense that he's been very good at getting the job done in Ohio, good at bringing both sides together. He's a consensus sort of guy, and in this circumstance, a consensus candidate. So I think, and he's never really, as he says, I've never taken the low road. I've always stayed in the high road. He has not taken shots at Trump. I think that's the more likely reality when it comes to how this is all going to shake out. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Also trending at DougStephan.com. These five police have been punished for ignoring violence at the North Carolina rally that Donald Trump had. Sheriff's office there announcing yesterday that it is going to discipline those five police officers for failing to follow professional standards during the rally. Three deputies were demoted in rank and suspended without pay. Two other deputies were suspended for 3 days without pay, not demoted in rank. The sheriff's name is Earl Butler. Said all five of the deputies are facing disciplinary action for, quote, unsatisfactory performance and the failure to discharge their duties. They're on probation for a year. You remember the rally was interrupted by protesters, a lot of video on that, and there was an assault or two or three or four. Some of the officers saw the assault and ignored the violence. This is the age of video. This is the age of audio. Nothing goes on that isn't taped. Nothing in the world. There are people with those phones everywhere. So the sheriff said the actions of the deputies and their failure to act in this situation during the rally have never been and will never be tolerated in the police office here. He also added the officer's previous conduct was a factor he considered when doling out punishment, perhaps explaining the discrepancy in disciplinary action between the five. Two got one deal, three got the others. Apparently, three have been in question. So why don't you just fire them? Are the unions that strong? Get rid of them if they are a problem. That's what I do. Anyway, but a lot of people wondered, what the heck is going on? Why aren't they doing something? Well, that pretty much tells you the story. Also, interesting, this shop talk a little bit here, but I find it interesting. I'm very involved in behind the scenes and promoting my business and being a trumpeter, if you will. I really think that I want to be a cheerleader for the news talk format and the people that are in it. Once in a while you hear me say something that may be controversial or may not be a lot of these stations. I think of the 254 stations the Good Day program is on now, about 180 of them have Rush Limbaugh on them, and most of the rest of them are, or many of the rest of them anyway, are right of center. That's the way the news talk radio business has gone. So I don't say much about other hosts. Once in a while I do. This is an opinion-based program, and as it's mostly non-political, because people in the morning don't want to be yelled at. They want to be told they're stupid if they don't agree with this or that. That's not what people want in the morning. And so, for the most part, I toe a middle of the line, or just don't discuss it, even though some people I got on Facebook post from a fellow this morning said that I was a socialist and I loved Hillary. That's why I didn't vote. That's why I thought, I say all the time, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz. That has nothing to do with my political leanings. It has my stamp of not approving him in the way he is, because I just don't think he's an honest, honorable guy. I mean, whatever, you can agree or disagree with that. But anyway, the point I'm making here in the Shop Talk remark is that the News Talk radio programming on many of your friendly and favorite radio stations has gone through the roof since the beginning of the year. After Christmas, the high levels of interest in the campaign and in the characters who are running have pushed a lot of commercial and non-commercial news talk stations way up to the top of the pack. This is the first time this happened in quite a long time. During the 80s and 90s, news talk was number one almost in every market, no matter where it was. It still is the most popular format in terms of total number of listeners, but it doesn't place in the first or second slot anymore in most markets, unless you're in Cincinnati or Washington or Chicago, places like that. But I do find it interesting to see how well the news talk stations are doing, the best in the last 4 years. And, hello, that was a presidential election. But it's so much stronger now. And part of it, I'm looking at in Boston, for example, both the commercial and non-commercial talk stations are doing superbly well. The top four stations, and the top four stations, the top three are news talk. Actually, all four of them now, look at it. The two talk stations that are commercial and the two non-coms are very strong. So anyway, yeah, that's what's going on for the most part. I thought you'd like to know that. This is a very interesting world that we find ourselves in, and it's very cool to have a lot of people paying a lot of attention to what's going on, and it's our job to not make it a mystery. Tell you what's going on, you talk about it among yourselves, or talk about it with us. That's what the Good Day program is all about. 19 past the hour now on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, it's the 17th of March. I asked how it was St. Patrick's drove, St. Patrick's, how about singular, there's only one St. Patrick, drove the snakes from Ireland. I asked you whether it was by flute, using the flute, whether it was eating shamrocks or banging a drum. Banging a drum was the answer for those of you who figured it out, all right? So there we go. A lot of St. Patrick's Day programming, the late night shows, I'm sure will have a lot of fun and silly stuff. This is a perfect time for Fallon to get into one of his acts, and the late night people will do that. But from last night's monologues, that's where we go in this portion of the program. Let's start with Stephen Colbert, who joked about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump together.
Big round of primaries last night. Five states voted, so people were calling it Super Tuesday Part 3. And like all sequels, it's getting predictable and very expensive. On the Democratic side, Hillary shut out Bernie 5-0, including Florida. It is just so sad to see Bernie betrayed by the people he most resembles. Meanwhile, over on the interesting side, Donald Trump had a huge night. The size of the hugeness? Large. He won 4 out of 5 states, then delivered a stirring victory tantrum.
Nobody has ever, ever in the history of politics received the kind of negative advertising that I have. And you explain it to me because I can't. My numbers went up. I don't understand it. Nobody understands.
For once, we agree with you.
What's happening?
Okay. So Stephen Colbert, notably still playing the left-hand side of the street with his comments. I'm not sure I think he's that funny anymore. I mean, I've gone through spurts with him, Kara. I sort of thumb my nose at him from time to time, and then I think, he's got something to say. But for the most part, I don't think he's that funny anymore. So, and I'm thinking the same thing about Seth Meyers. Let's try him out again from last night, joking about Trump.
Donald Trump won yesterday's Republican primaries in Florida, Illinois, and North Carolina. Trump did especially well with white males, Caucasian men, and non-women of no color. According to exit poll data, 2/3 of Republican voters in yesterday's Florida primary were older than 50, and the other 1/3 were their parents. While announcing last night that he is dropping out, Marco Rubio told supporters, "We should have seen this coming. If it makes you feel any better, Marco, we did."
Now, that was funny. That was okay. All right, here's James Corden on the current state of March Madness.
Any college basketball fans in? Good. Well, March Madness started last night. Not to be outdone, Donald Trump has promised madness all year round.
This kind of fell flat, but yeah, okay. All right, let's get to daytime TV programming and whether you think this is compelling and interesting. Wendy Williams, haven't heard from her for a week or so, here with one of her audience members discussing whether to go away to college or stay home.
I'm graduating high school in June. I'm going to college in the fall. All my friends are going away to college.
Okay.
And I think I want to stay home and commute.
Why?
I got it good at home, you know.
No.
My own room. It's so expensive.
In my opinion, the only reason why kids stay at home instead of go to college is because of financial reasons. And we all have situations in our families. If you can financially afford to go away to school, do it. You're being lazy. Don't be a baby.
College is the best. Are you serious? You're on your own. The boys are cute. The studies will get you far. And the independence is priceless.
All right, here's Steve Harvey joking with a member of his audience about carrying barbecue sauce in her purse.
And single and dating, so when I go on these dates with guys, they can kind of pull back when they see me pull out this bottle of barbecue sauce. Like, I literally put it on everything, like mashed potatoes, vegetables, chips. So it's something that I'm really obsessed with. And I was just wondering if there's an easier way that I can kind of let guys know this and not have them look at me like I'm weird.
Well, you ain't gonna have to have them look at you like you're weird, because you're going to be by yourself. I said, do you know how crazy that look? You single, baby. You trying to win a man.
You're right.
Can't be bringing out no country bottle of barbecue sauce. Got these men thinking you crazy.
In the news, America loses in the pursuit of happiness race. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The pursuit of happiness is an American birthright, but the World's Happiness 2016 report ranks the happiest country in the world as Denmark. Of course, that doesn't mean you'd be happier living in Denmark, but it should make you think. Ranking was based in part on healthy life expectancy and having someone to count on. By the way, we, the U.S., ranked 13th. Here's the thing. You can't be healthy unless you're happy, and you can't be happy unless you're healthy. DCOC advice, ask yourself, am I looking after my body so as I age, I'll be able to live independent and enjoy life? Am I looking after my mind as much as I look after my body? An unhappy mind always means an unhealthy body. Do the people you love know you love them? If not, what are you waiting for? Tell them now. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
There's a big question. 33 after the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes to talk about my immune system, your immune system, his immune system, and how it works when there are really strong viral problems around, floating around. Jennifer Horn, as I said in the last half hour, has a detached retina, had an operation on that last night. We'll get the story behind the story from Jack as to what that all is about as well as we pursue St. Patrick's Day and all those little green men that are wandering around there. St. Patrick drove the snakes from Ireland by banging a drum, for those who are trying to figure it out. All right, so our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks, what's on the menu for you today for St. Patty's Day? A, corned beef and cabbage. B, shepherd's pie. C, box tea. D, Guinness. E, nothing special. I like shepherd's pie with fish in it instead of meat. And when I say that, I think I say it each year at this time. People say, yuck, fish and shepherd's pie. That's good. Mashed potatoes, corn, and a nice piece of white fish. It's very cool. That's nice. Have a good time with that, or at least imagine it a little bit. All right, we have a word scramble for you. This is actually a country scramble, and maybe the fact that today is St. Patrick's Day may help you a little bit. I'm going to give you 7 letters. You can figure out what they spell, and I've got a swell prize for you if you do. 888-302-3684. The letters are as follows. Ready, carry around. Write these down. A, E, I, D, L, N, R. All right? Those are the letters scrambled. What does it spell?
I've got it.
Wait! No! You Woo. Have it already? Wow, you must be smart. 888-302-3684. So, what do these letters spell? A, E, I, D, L, N, R. All right? Got it? All right, there was something else that I wanted some help on. Carrie, you're probably pretty good now. I'm a former English teacher. People say, well, you know how to spell it? Well, it depends on how you use it. I was just sending an email with some reference to tea leaves. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, tea leaves. L-E-A-F-S. And then for some reason or other, what popped into my mind was L-E-A-V-E-S, but that's leaves. That means you're leaving. That means you're going. You're departing. tea leaves is the plural of tea leaf.
Is it really?
And
I have never spelled it that way.
What? L-E-A-F-S?
Yeah.
You spelled it L-E-A-V-E-S?
I guess I don't spell tea leaves that much.
Ah, well, there you go. Well, maybe you can do a little research and see what happens.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm
figure that out
Google.
Now. Meanwhile, the trending stories at DougStephan.com include the Senate killing the DARK Act. This is something, Carrie, you got Jack's mic open? Jack, I'm sure that you followed this because you have the same feelings on this as I do. The government trying to tell you that you can't and won't be entitled to knowing what the source is of the food you eat. Make a choice after you're told whether it's GMO, non-GMO, where it comes from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you'll be happy to know that over the past week and a half, 600,000 plus phone calls went into the Senate office building. And as a matter of fact, I think that number is just this week. There are numbers here that suggest there were 300,000 to 400,000 calls last week and the week before when Senator Roberts of Kansas introduced or brought this bill forward in the Ag Committee, of which he is the chairman, and came up with this foolish BS about how it would cost $80 billion to label foods. What are you, nuts? Doesn't cost anybody anything. And you look so foolish, sir, when you say that it's so obvious where you're leaning toward the people who give you big campaign contributions. Campbell's Soup. I mean, this guy is so foolish. Campbell's Soup has already done this. And there's probably not a bigger company, Jack, in the country, in terms of food, certainly well-known, than the Campbell's Soup Company.
The last time I looked, Campbell's Soup has high fructose corn syrup in several of their selections.
Yeah.
And there's no country the size of the United States that will allow this kind of nonsense against this population.
Yeah.
This is utterly ridiculous.
It is. And so the Senate spoke yesterday, only, I think they got 46 or 48 votes, which means a bunch of Republicans and most of the Democrats went against it. Now, those people, you see, there are so many people who have a sort of cut and dry. It's either got to be a Republican or it's got to be a Democrat. And it's, no matter what the Republicans say, they're right. And whatever, those of you who feel the Democrats are always right, yeah. And so you just become, I talked to one of my best friends from college yesterday on the phone, my pal Ted from Ohio. And I said, what'd you do in the, I knew the answer because I know it is political. I just thought I'd have some fun with him. So I said, you went and voted in the primary on Tuesday. Who'd you vote for? And he sort of chuckled. He said, well, I voted a straight Democratic ticket, which is what he always does. And so when I asked him for a few, his leanings have always been as a Democrat. And that's okay. That's his father was a Democrat. His wife's family were Democrats. They're all Democrats. So they don't put much thought into how they vote, even though this guy's a very smart guy. He and his wife were teachers their entire career. They just now retired. And so, but he's always been this way. And unless there was some really earth-shattering reason not to vote, but he did say to me, I can't vote for Hillary Clinton. So he voted for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons why Bernie is pulling the numbers he is.
He is?
He's just not pulling enough.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of people who are voting for Trump. It's a protest vote against the entire Republican Party.
Right. And the way the country's being run, both these guys are doing as well as they are.
Yes, both of them.
Is because the people in this country are fed up with stuff like the DARK Act. They see, they feel, they taste, they know. You know that it's just wrong not to be able to decide. And when you start messing around, I was going to use another word, when you start fooling around with people and their food choices, that's when the revolution begins.
Well, and it started back in the 50s and the 60s. It's just finally gotten the momentum to the point now where more and more people are, it's unavoidable. People have to wake up to the kind of nonsense and tomfoolery that's going on regarding their food supply.
Right.
And when we have predictions of autism reaching 1 in 2 children by the by 2025, and the laws in California for mandatory vaccinations and some other states thinking this, that more people are waking up all the time to almost some kind of conspiracy that's taking place here, where you know your Congress has been bought and sold several times.
Yeah. So the story that we have posted in the trending box at DougStephan.com in the Good Day box, the rejection story The DARK Act is now DOA. A vote was 49-48, interestingly enough, to block the bill. It was called, this is what was so wrong with this, Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
What
I
a lie. And that's what they put these bills, these names on these bills, the Patriot Act. There's nothing patriotic about that at all. So anyway.
Well, they tried a labeling law in California a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And it went down to defeat at the hands of Monsanto, spending $14 million telling the voters that farmers didn't have the ability to do it. It would cost them too much money. And every farmer I know in California said, what are you talking about? We want this. We want to be, we're proud of what we grow and what we sell. So.
Yes. And the subsidies that we get.
Yeah.
Yes, we're proud of this stuff. Yes.
Well, I mean, not all farmers are guilty.
No, of course not. But it's like that friend of yours that my grandfather's Democratic, my parents are Democratic, we're Democratic. You know, my grandfather's a farmer, my father's a farmer, I'm a farmer. Yes, technology's changed, but my goodness, look what you're producing.
Yep. All right, Jack's going to continue the conversation with us with a more focused approach. We'll find out what is going on with Jennifer. He'll describe what a tear in your wet retina is and how she's going to come out of it. Meanwhile, let's talk about your skin and how simply beautiful your eyes can look without injections. All you need is Genucel. Genucel, this is the fourth generation of Genucel. It was developed using stem cell therapy. You've heard the story of the fellow who actually was the creator of Genucel, was a pharmacist, and is actually a druggist, and he was a compounder. So a lady came in and said, I want some cream. You got anything that'll help get rid of these bags of puffiness, the lines around my eyes? And he said, no, but because I can figure out how to do it, I will. And you come back tomorrow and I'll have something for you. Thus was the beginning of this wonderful, youthful company all about your skin, your hair, your appearance. You want to rejuvenate your skin. Oh, by the way, the lady for whom he made the compound became his wife. And they started the company together, and that's where Genucel comes from. Stem cell therapy, apple. Actually, it smells like apple because it comes from apples. That's the major ingredient, the stem cell therapy, the treatment from this technology. If you've got a bag or two under each of your eyes and your eyes are puffy and you're always looking like you're really asleep or you've had a horrible night's sleep, wake up refreshed, looking refreshed. Genucel has immediate effects. Put it on tonight, and tomorrow morning you'll wake up. This gentle smoothness that appears on your face, the lines and wrinkles around your eyes, gonzo, crow's feet, the brow lines that you have, Genucel presents an immediate response to this, and the results will last through the course of the day. The only product in the world clinically proven to work in just minutes to rejuvenate your skin without expensive surgery. So have I told you enough? I told you how it worked. I told you all about the ingredients. Now I got to tell you how to get it. It's pretty simple. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262. If you call in the next 20 minutes, you'll get free a 50% coupon on Chamonix's entire luxury catalog. So it's not just Genucel, it's Provia, it's a lot of the things you hear me talking about. Call 800-543-9262 and get the deal. It wouldn't make any difference what it costs, really, I mean, in terms of practicality. If it makes you look better and you'll feel better then, so you'll want to have this, and you'll tell your friends about it as well. So get on board, 800-543-9262 for Genucel, and the bags and the puffiness going poof, 800-543-9262.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on Good Day at 46 past the hour. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. He's a specialist in understanding what's going on in your body. He and his wife, Mary, do the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. A lot of great material there. You ought to sign up at ForbiddenDoctor.com and figure out what's going on in your life and in your body. They have a key to, I think, longer, happier, healthier life. And so with that in mind, let's talk about Jennifer, Jack, and this torn retina. For those of you who are just joining us, Richie and I last night, well, actually, I didn't talk to you, Richie. I just did an email back and forth.
Right.
Jennifer was quite sick about a month ago, and during that time, she was coughing violently, and doctors think that may have been the reason she tore her retina, but Jack thinks there may be some other things behind it as well. So what actually is, Jack, a torn retina? And how frequently do people have these problems, and what's the best way to overcome the problem and to get back to normal?
Well, this is one of the fascinating things in school. Of course, in chiropractic college, we study all of the special senses, and we spend a lot of time on the eye and sight. And the retina is an extension of nerve tissue. It's the second cranial nerve that comes out of the brain. It has six layers to it, laying in the back of the eyeball. It's where the light focuses across the back of the eyeball. And it's a very delicate piece of tissue. And usually there is something like with Jen, the violent coughing, car accident, bad falls. If the underlying structure has already been weakened, and the primary cause of that is malnutrition, where the vital micronutrients that are necessary for retinal health aren't present in the diet. Now, I don't know if that's her case or not.
Well, I will tell you, Jennifer is a lot like I am in terms of how she lives and how she eats. For a guy like me that's as healthy as I am, whether it's genetic or supplementation or whatever, I try to eat the right foods, but I don't eat in a normal, organized way. And yesterday was a perfect example. We all got together, Warren Eckstein and Jennifer and Roberta Fasanelli and I and Jennifer's mom and dad had lunch. And we were talking, we didn't pay much attention. I had a salad and some lentil soup, but I was watching what everybody else was eating, and it was not great. Jennifer doesn't pay as much attention, I don't think, to this as she might, because it's not important to her because of what the other things are that are pushing her life, not only being here, running her dad's business, doing a local radio show. You know, I think there's a lot of that, and I think that she's worn down a little bit, frankly. And so that may have contributed to this, Jack, one way or another. But what her dad said is that she had to lay still for 24 hours on one side so that the healing could begin.
Yes.
What do you know about that?
Well, it depends on how bad the tear is. Sometimes, you know, if it's not that bad, just a little bit of laser therapy can take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It can be severe enough where the actual vitreous humor, the jelly-like material inside the eyeball, has to be removed to get into the retinal area, and then the vitreous put back into the eyeball. And, you know, there's various techniques that are used, but the retina will heal quickly. That's why they have to lie still extremely long.
Right.
And sometimes 24 hours is usually a minimal amount of time. I've known some people who've had to lay still for a week or so.
Yeah. So no coughing, no laughing. You can't move around. I was yesterday talking about how good laughter is for your health. Have you ever studied, you said you studied in chiropractic school, things all over the body. But the outside influences, laughter, and how it relaxes the whole body. And
well, the emotional, your emotional balance or imbalance has a direct effect on the function of the rest of the body, the true mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. Long before that was ever a buzzword in modern healthcare today, chiropractic has been promoting that for over 100 years. The health of the mind and the way it functions based on your emotional balance will dictate health balance through everywhere else.
Balance your mental health as well as your physical health.
Yes.
Jack Stockwell and his wife. wife do the Forbidden Doctor podcast, sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Past the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Richie and I are going to talk about March Madness. There's a new trend-making app, and also we are in the trending box at DougSteffen.com suggesting you be careful about what you like, if you know what I mean, on Facebook. All that in our focus in a moment here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years. So I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Richie, you're following March Madness, and I'm sure there's plenty of material online, people with their bets and trying to understand who's out front and who's going to win.
Yeah, I'm filling out my brackets this morning and handing them in with my $5. I'm going to do two brackets, so that'll cost me $10, and hopefully this year's the year I win a little bit. But let's say you're at the office, Doug, and you're keeping up on your brackets. You're following what's going on in the games, and you're watching your brackets and making sure whether you're hitting the wins or not. The NCAA has come up with a cool thing, just in case your boss isn't cool with you spending time at work checking your brackets. It's called the boss button.
Really?
And whenever your boss is walking by, instead of having to scramble and click to another screen so that he doesn't see you checking your brackets, there's a button right on their bracket page called the boss button. And what it will do is take you to one of three places. It will either take you to a fake search engine, a fake slideshow,
really?
Or fake class notes in case you're checking it in school and your teacher's walking up on you. So check that out. If you go to the NCAA brackets, you'll see the boss button there. Apparently they've had it for 10 years. And also, if your internet traffic is a little slow today at the office, you kind of know what's going to be going on.
Exactly.
Internet traffic is going to be hit hard today.
Mm-hmm. One of the great features of Facebook is that you can like something and it'll come up in your friends' news feeds, effectively sharing it with that person. When one of those pictures pops up of a youngster, for example, holding a sign that says, I get 10,000 likes. My mom and dad said I can have a brother or a sister if I have that. You may be more likely to think about liking it. But that's not really all it seems to be. If you like it, it begins to pop up on news feeds, can be shared across the network of your friends, or just like extremely broad. If you're like me, I've got thousands of people that are on Facebook.com/today.
Yep.
Like farming, for example. How does the scam work? There's a scam involved. The scammer creates a page, posts cute pictures. When you like the page, it shows up in your news feed. If you continue to comment on it or like this, it begins to show up more in your own news feed and then in your friend's news feed. And the more it shows up, the more likes and interaction it gets, the more power it gains, yada, yada, yada. But where the harm is, the page has a few thousand likes. Its creator can place ads on the page. These may be just for something they sell and want you to buy. It can also be ads for scams that debit money from your bank account, products that never arrive, ads that when you click through them contain viruses. There's a huge black market for selling Facebook pages with thousands of likes. Facebook can sell pages. They say it's against their terms of service, but it does happen. So you may want to be very careful. The scammers appeal to your better nature, photos of children with diseases.
So they're actually creating content in order to get
to scam you. Yeah, in order to scam you. Right.
So, doing hard work.
If you want to know more about it, you can check the story out. It's a service of DougStephan.com. Why you need to be careful about what you like on Facebook from today's show at DougStephan.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.